I just came through one of the toughest fights of my life this past weekend as I was away speaking at Encounter 2020, a youth retreat at Monadnock Christian Ministries in Jaffrey, New Hampshire. As many of you know, for several years now, I've been battling chronic Lyme disease and a myriad of other painful junk. I recently came off of a powerful two-week antibiotic treatment that was kicking my butt to help me heal from something called SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. Man, without a doubt, this past weekend was one of the most physically, mentally, and spiritually agonizing weekends of ministry that I've ever experienced in my life. Everything in me wanted to back out of this ministry trip and go straight to the emergency room. That's how intense my symptoms were. Even as I was driving myself to the airport early Thursday morning, I was seriously contemplating canceling everything and driving right to Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. But with God as my strength, I was able to fight through it. On this episode, I'm going to share with you some of my personal journal entries leading up to this weekend retreat so you can get inside my heart and my mind and hear the raw and real battle that was taking place within me. And I'll also share my journal entries throughout the weekend. You're going to hear the message that I gave on Saturday morning that's entitled "The Purpose of Pain and Suffering in the Life of a Christian." And above all, you're going to hear some of the amazing things that God did with my pain, weakness, doubts, anxiety, fear, insecurity. Because of Him, I made it through. Because of Him, I won the battle. Because of Him, I'm undefeated.
Listening to the Grizz Podcast, where our mission is to help boys become men and to help men become better men. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. Now here's your host, itinerant speaker and podcaster, Jason George.
That is one of my favorite hard-hitting rock bands of all time, Skillet. It's off their album Unleashed, and that track is entitled Undefeated. Undefeated, baby. Yes, yes, yes. And I can't take the glory, I can't take the credit for that undefeated, because He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's why I'm undefeated. Dude, it's not me. Like I always say on the Grizz Podcast, dude, we need three things in our life constantly. We need God, we need His Word, and we need our brothers from other mothers. You hear that noise? Ah, it's the kettle, which means it's time for some French press. I'll be right back in just a moment. All right, I'm back, and I got a fresh cup of Yukon Blend Starbucks hot French pressed. What other details do I want to tell you? I like Yukon Blend, not so much for the way that it tastes, even though it's a good blend. It's not my favorite taste. Actually, the Mexican blend I just had, I bought it down in Cancun when I was there a month ago. That was really good. That may be my favorite. It was called Chalupas, some, I don't know what it was called. But the Yukon blend, it's special. It's near and dear to my heart. It's like the official Starbucks blend for the Grizz podcast because it has a big grizzly bear standing on the front. All right, if you ever want to, you know, do something special for me, you know, Jason George, you can send me some Yukon blend. That's my favorite, dude. And it's cool if I stock up, you know what I'm saying? In case there's some kind of World War III, I'm ready, all right? I got my Starbucks Yukon blend, and I can take the weary wanderers, you know what I'm saying, into my home. Comfort them. Give them coffee. You could tell I've had too much coffee. You could tell that I'm having a better day than I usually have. I still got some pain going on, but overall, much, much better day than what I've been going through, especially the last 2 weeks or so, man. Holy cow, I'm going to talk about that. So I'm thankful, man. I am so thankful. So thankful. I don't have a headache right now. My stomach, my abdomen, very low, mild pain. No rib pain, no brain fog right now, no joint pain, no disorientation, no anxiety in my chest or anywhere else. Just really, really thankful right now. Let me grab a sip of this delicious coffee.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So as I was saying, man, just going into this past weekend, no exaggeration, no embellishment. I'm not trying to be overly dramatic. Without a doubt, as I said, the most difficult, agonizing weekend of ministry that I've ever gone through. And some of it was spiritual, emotional, mental. A lot of it was coming from the physical, the biological stuff that's going on with me because of Lyme disease and all the other junk that comes with it. But I was also taking a really powerful antibiotic to try to kill that SIBO thing. And when you do that and you kill stuff, there's what's called die-off or toxins. If you don't get them out of your body fast enough, which is detoxing, then it creates what's called a Herx response. And it is miserable. Many times you feel like freaking death. Death, dude. Like you're just, oh my goodness. If you don't know what it is and you're not used to it, you're like, I'm going to the ER right now. And even though I know what it is, most of the time, you still feel like that. Because all of your symptoms flare up and it affects you mentally in a really just nasty way. I was talking to a young man last night, which I'll talk about later. His name is Gavin. He was going through a really bad Herx yesterday and he texted me just last night and he was just like, dude, I'm so depressed all of a sudden. Like I want to bust out crying. I think he was crying. You know, 17-year-old, young, tough young man. He's just like, what is happening? Because, you know, he doesn't have, like, depression. And I was like, man, it's your Lyme disease. And it's your, your powerful meds that you're taking. He's taking two really powerful meds. One of them, super powerful antibiotic, and the other one, another powerful med that I know about. I can never pronounce the name right, but it's causing a lot of die-off in him, you know, the toxins. But, man, just telling you guys, like, it was horrible. Anyway, I journal a lot. I've always been a journaler since way back in high school. I have a handwritten journal, but I also have one on my phone. I have a journal app because sometimes, you know, I don't have my handwritten journal, and I've got my journal on my phone that I just keep track of what's going down in my life, different thoughts, feelings, symptoms, what's working for me at the time, when flare-ups happen, just constantly doing stuff like that. But this is Wednesday, January 8th, 2020. This is the day before I left for the retreat I was at this weekend. I left on Thursday, and this is the day before. This is what I wrote. Because I went to bed early, I ended up waking up early, around 4:30 a.m. I tried to fall back to sleep, but I couldn't. I came downstairs, got some coffee, and time to read. I feel moderate discomfort in my left abdomen. There's tons of muscle twitching going on in my legs. I have discomfort in my left chest, and my anxiety is rising. I passively accept it. Instead of giving in, and get it to the worry and giving it the attention that it craves, I just passively accept it. The kids have a 2-hour delay. I guess it's icy out on the roads. 6:53 a.m. The chills have hit. I'm freezing right now. I tried to do some stretching and some yoga poses just to get some exercise. I am exhausted, even after sleeping 7 hours straight. I ate a banana, drank some water, took supplements and meds, and now my stomach is so upset just from that, I can't stop belching. Couldn't have any coffee this morning. My stomach can't take it. 8:14 a.m. I am nauseous. I am in pain in my left abdomen. I just took another med to try to calm it down. 9:44 a.m. I've been working on message prep for Encounter. Still major left abdomen pain. I just took my support drink mix that my Lyme specialist made up for me, and I took another tablet of the antibiotic. That's all I'm taking of that for today. I still can't really eat. I have no appetite. I'm going to take an activated charcoal, which is a binder, and then I'm going to do an infrared sauna treatment later today at the spa. Right now, my frontal head pain is coming on, and with it comes the strange brain fog feeling. I'm disoriented. I can't think right. There's no way I can prepare messages right now. Heavenly Father, please calm all this down. You know that I have to prepare for this retreat. You know that many people are counting on me to come there and speak. Please, I really need you. Triple exclamation point. That was the day before I left. And then this is the morning that I left. Here's what was going on inside of me. I slept great, but I woke up at 4:40 a.m. I couldn't get back into sleep mode. I was too nauseous and I had the chills. Even with all the blankets, I just couldn't get warm. So I got up, I finished packing. I ate a banana. I drank some water. And I tried to have a little bit of coffee. I took my meds. I took my supplements. I hugged and I said goodbye to the family and the dogs. I have felt horrible all morning. I mean, the entire drive to the airport and even now sitting on the plane waiting for it to take off. I'm dealing with lower left abdomen pain, like a horrible stitch pain, like somebody is stabbing into me with their knuckles. My left rib and my heart hurt, sharp pains. My heart feels extremely weak, like it wants to give out. I have anxiety flowing through my body right now. I am mentally foggy and mentally slower than usual. Comprehending anything is a challenge. I have fatigue. It literally strains me to talk and articulate. I took a half of an anxiety med, and I took some Alka-Seltzer Gold. I'm hoping they help my body and my stomach calm down. On the way to the airport, I am bombarded with negative thoughts to back out of this trip. You're too sick. You're too weak. Something is seriously wrong with you that the doctors are missing. You just need to go to the ER here in Annapolis, or you need to go over to Hopkins in Baltimore. There's no way you can speak when you feel this weak, this sick, and this mentally out of it. Just back out of this event and go get medical help. On and on it went, like an attack of incoming ballistic missiles to the mind. I prayed, I claimed God's promises, and I told the enemy out loud, he has no power over me. I began claiming victory in Jesus' name. Even doing that was extremely difficult. I played some inspirational music. The pain, the nausea, and the anxiety, they just continue. Regardless of my prayers, regardless of what I told the enemy, regardless of the inspirational music, it all continues. I have no appetite, but I made myself eat 2 egg white bites from Starbucks, and I had a small handful of salted almonds. I couldn't handle more than that. I have to make myself eat because I'm losing way too much weight. I need the nutrients. I weighed myself recently. I'm down to 169 pounds. It's too much weight loss. 11:17 a.m. I made it to the Philly airport. I just took 3 Advil, and I took one tablet of my antibiotics. My left abdomen is still in much pain, and I feel so fatigued. The nausea has died down. Please let this pain die down, Lord. Calm my body, my brain, calm my mind. 12:39 p.m. As I rested in the Philly airport, I came close to sleep. It was during that moment that my pain subsided. When I was in a state of complete relaxation, that's when it started to subside. Once I awoke and I walked to the store, it returned immediately. It's the left abdomen. Right now, that's what's hurting. I ate some raw veggies. Carrots, cherry tomatoes, celery, cucumbers, green olives. I have to be so careful what I eat. I feel so sick. I feel so exhausted, like I need to go to the hospital. If I tell my wife, it just upsets her. Part of me wishes that this plane would crash and I would just die. I won't commit suicide, but I'm exhausted with living like this. Death is not the hard part. Living is the hard part right now. Who can I tell that to? They're going to put me in a psych ward. They're going to want to medicate me until I feel nothing. 2:55 p.m. Left side pain, still hitting. From the abdomen all the way up into my left ribs. I can handle it. A guy named Joey picked me up to take me to camp. I'm able to have some calm conversation with him. My anxiety has lowered. My headache has lowered. There is no nausea right now. Just the rib and abdomen pain. Thank you, Father. 5:06 p.m. I'm lying in bed with the heating pad on my stomach. It's helping with the abdomen and rib pain. Yes, I brought the heating pad with me. I took 2 activated charcoal at 4:30 p.m. That means I cannot eat or take meds or supplements until 6:30 p.m. It needs 2 hours to bind up everything. Evan, one of the directors at camp, stopped by my room to visit. I felt like complete poo, but I tried not to show it, and I did fine talking with him. At 4:30 p.m., I could feel the frontal head pressure and the brain fog setting in again. I knew I needed to chill for a while. Before I got to camp, I had Joey stop at a grocery store, and I picked up food for this weekend because I know I won't be able to eat the food that camp offers. I grabbed things like bananas, gluten-free crackers, organic Granny Smith apples, pickles, organic turkey, some Kind bars, organic turkey jerky, and organic celery, and 3 gallons of water. 7:18 p.m., I am having brutal, brutal frontal headaches, brutal brain fog. I feel like yuck all over. I was able to eat some dinner. Evan and his wife kindly made me some green beans and some baked chicken. Evan brought it over. Because of the headaches and the brain fog, I can't prepare any of my messages or the small group questions tonight. Ugh. That was Thursday, the day before the students arrived at the retreat. This is Friday, January 10th, the day that the retreat started. Students were getting in later in the night. This is me at 2:18 p.m. before students arrived. I just finished typing up the small group questions for Encounter. I feel extremely sick. More frontal head pressure. Heart palpitations have started. I'm dizzy. I'm disoriented. I'm completely nauseated. I'm extremely fatigued. I feel weak, like my heart feels weak right now. I have no idea how I'm going to get up and speak tonight. I feel like I need to go to the hospital. I'm laying in bed again. I'm trying to rest and recover just from writing the small group questions out. This is as bad or as worse than that Sunday a couple years ago in Indiana, or that week and weekend where I was speaking in New Jersey and then went right into another retreat in Georgia. This is bad. It's at least that bad or worse. I'm on the floor sometimes. I'm coughing. I'm coughing like I might vomit, but the vomit's not coming up. Still no appetite, but I force myself to eat. I just took 2 DayQuil, Alka-Seltzer Gold, a chlorella tablet, vitamin C, omega oil, turmeric, and I took a half of an anxiety pill. Father God, enough of this. You've sent me here this weekend to teach your truth. End this sickness now in Jesus' name. Heal me and use me. 5:28 p.m. Headache and other symptoms have decreased after an hour rest in bed. I text messaged dozens of people around the country and asked them to begin praying for me. 7:35 p.m., I just finished handwriting my final outline for tonight's message, and then I FaceTime with Steph. Now I'm back down in bed again. I literally have to rest again. I'm going to rest. I'm going to pray. There's more head pain. I just took 3 Tylenol. The leaders' meeting is at 8:30 p.m. The session is at 9:30 p.m. I'll probably be speaking around 10:15 p.m. Heavenly Father, sustain me. Grant me calm. Grant me peace. Give me energy. Give me strength. Let there be no headache or abdomen pain when I speak. No fear, no weakness. Help me to be mentally sharp. Give me boldness. Give me love. Give me protection. Give me Holy Spirit power. Give me the ability to connect with hearts and minds. Come and change lives. God, no nausea when I'm up there. Lord, come meet with us. Come wake the dead. Come renew and restore. Come unite us, God. Come fill us. Your strength through my weakness. Your strength through my weakness. Your wisdom through my foolishness. Crush the enemy in Jesus' name. The blood of Christ over this place. The blood of Christ over my life. Gird me for battle. Today is the day of battle. Then I got up and spoke that evening. I spoke on the reality of pain and suffering in this world. I told a lot of stories of some people going through horrible pain and suffering. And then I shared my story about pain and suffering with chronic late-stage Lyme disease, what's been going on with me, how bad it's been, how it was getting better in 2018, and then in June was bit by 2 more ticks, and it's been worse than ever since then. Just more and more symptoms, different things flaring up. I came back to my room after I was done speaking. This is what I wrote in my journal. 11:31 p.m. I just got done delivering a 40-minute message. The first 10 minutes felt very difficult, but then it got easier. I felt weak, but I had a good flow, with a pretty clear mind. Thank you, Father. Please help me to finish strong. After I got done speaking that Friday night, on Saturday morning, I got a text message from one of the youth leaders who was at the retreat because at the leaders meeting before we kicked off everything with the students, all the leaders met privately with the camp directors and myself and the worship leader. And I gave all of the youth leaders my personal mobile phone number, told me they can text me throughout the weekend, anything I can be praying for, or just giving me feedback on how it's going with their kids. And so on Saturday morning, after I spoke Friday night, and I talked specifically about the pain and suffering of life in this fallen world, and I was also sharing a lot about my story, about the torment that chronic Lyme disease has been putting me through, I get this text message, and it says, "Good morning, Jason. Our church is praying for you. We are here this weekend at Encounter. I just wanted to encourage you. I believe one of the reasons you are here is to speak into the heart of my son. He is also battling chronic Lyme disease, and I felt you were sharing his story last night. He is 17 and on the hardest journey of his life. Thank you for your faithfulness to God's call, your raw honesty, and your utter dependence on Jesus alone. He needed to hear your message. My name is Lori. My son's name is Gavin. I've been crying since last night. God is so good and so faithful." I read that text message and I busted out crying. I ain't gonna lie. And I was just like, thank you, Lord. You know, like if I'm here this weekend for no other reason but to connect and help that young man, 17-year-old Gavin, it's cool. If I'm going through all of this pain and suffering just to help this young man, I'm cool with that. Made me think of the Apostle Paul, where he said, "I endure all things for the sake of the elect," God's people. He was willing to endure all things for God's people, to just help them, to equip them, to encourage them, to comfort them, to build them up, to grow them, to help them just go, you know, keep going. Don't stop. So I'm going to switch things up. I know I said that I was going to, you know, keep going, get into the message on Saturday morning, give you guys some more of my journal entries, what was going on in my heart and mind, and then give you some more results of the weekend. But, you know, that was the plan, but I'm switching up the plan. I can do that. Okay. It's my podcast. I'm going to really cut it here and just make this episode 85, make this part one of Undefeated, and then I'll come back with a separate episode with part two. Maybe there'll be a part three, but I just feel like I want to end it there. This is enough. This is enough for you to chew on, think about, and hopefully it's helping you. It's ministering to you. It's encouraging you. It's equipping you. It's just making you want to step up even more and live the manly life that God's calling you to live. I know it's hard. Freak, my goodness. I know. You're hearing. This is the real deal, man. This ain't no walk in the park for me. I hope it's helping you, man. That's my whole goal. I wanted to mention before I sign off, hey guys, seriously, would you consider signing up and becoming a monthly supporter of the Grizz Podcast? You know, the Grizz Podcast is an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries Incorporated. That is the ministry that I founded back in 2010. We got a board of directors. It is a legit 501c3 organization. That means any support that we get, any donation, it's all tax exempt for you. And you giving to the Grizz Podcast monthly allows me to take more time to really develop more positive and encouraging content that can help equip you guys for the battle that you're facing in life, in this Christian life. And that's what I want to do. For me to get all of this together and pull this off, these episodes, it is very time consuming. I have to take time away from work, which I want to do. I would rather be doing this than painting houses. But at the same time, if I do this, I've got to make sure that the supplemental income is coming in. And that's why sometimes I may go 2 weeks. There's times I've gone 3 weeks, you know, missing an episode. There's just with my health and then also me trying to work my home improvement jobs. And then maybe I've got ministry events. I can't always do it. Some of you already support the Grizz Podcast monthly. And I super appreciate that. Some of you give $10 a month. Some of you give $25. We have some that give $50. And it's just a few of you. But man, good night. That helps. And that just says to me, like, keep going, Jay. You're helping me. I want to be a blessing back. And so it takes time. It costs me, you know, personally, like I said, but also it's a lot of money with the equipment and the web hosting fees and there's a lot that goes in it. We're on a couple different platforms. Some of those platforms cost money to be on to try to get the word out. So would you consider making even a $10 per month donation to the Grizz Podcast? If you're in a position to say, man, I can give, you know, $25 a month, which equates to what, like, I don't know, $6.50 per week. It's a big deal. Appreciate it. You could do that by going to thegrizzpodcast.com. There's a banner that you can click on to support the podcast. There's also a page you can click on to support it. And that's it, man. We'll be coming back with Undefeated Part 2 as soon as I can get that edited and out to you guys. I know that tomorrow, which is Friday and Saturday, I've got to do a paint job here locally for a lady and taking my wife and my kids out on Saturday evening because it's my wife's birthday. And on Sunday, I don't do anything. It's going to be a Sabbath rest. I got an invitation to go speak at a dodgeball tournament on Sunday, and I turned it down because I'm like, I got to rest. I got to reload. You know what I'm saying? I got to reset. Because next weekend, I'm going to be speaking at another youth retreat at River Valley Ranch in Manchester, Maryland. So let me close out in prayer. And that's it. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for, again, just helping me through this past weekend. God, thank you for the guys that are listening to this episode right now. God, I pray that it really would just encourage, equip them, and just motivate them to keep stepping up, to keep manning up, to live the godly life that you've called them to live. God, whatever pain and trials, suffering that they might be going through right now, I pray that in the midst of it, they would experience your peace, your comfort, even your joy, that they would be able to just rise above it, to see you, to have your presence in it, God. Help them to realize that the pain and suffering of this life, that's par for the course. There's nothing strange about it or bizarre. There's nothing wrong with them. This is just life in this fallen world with fallen people and fallen bodies, with fallen minds who are constantly surrounded by fallen angels who are trying to just ruin us. God, we need you. We love you. Thank you for your great love for us. Thank you for always being there, even when we totally screw things up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Fast. What we do in life echoes in eternity.